Acclaimed singer-songwriter Vance Gilbert performs this weekend in New Haven, Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports.
Vance Gilbert fans will tell you, when the eclectic folk singer takes the stage, all bets are off. Heartbreaking stories and songs intermingle with Gilbert's razor-sharp wit, taking audiences on a roller coaster of emotions and musical styles. Gilbert credits his broad musical language, which may switch from folk to rock, jazz, soul, or the blues, to his days at Connecticut College back in the 1970s.
It was so eclectic. I mean, that's where I got to hear everything from Parliament Funkadelic to Bonnie Raitt and everything in between, you know, Keith Jarrett and Leo Kottke. I was really lucky.
Connecticut College is also where he learned to play guitar and where he wrote his first songs. After college, Gilbert honed his skill at open mics in Boston's many cafes and coffee houses. He says he thought he was doing pretty well, and then he heard singer-songwriter Sean Colvin.
I left that concert. I was totally blown by Sean Colvin. She's a beautiful singer, and she wrote these incredible songs, and she played tremendous guitar. She was such an influence on me.
Vance Gilbert would get his big break touring with Sean Colvin in the 1990s. Since then, he's recorded a dozen albums and keeps a busy schedule, performing at venues large and small, all the while striving to be a better guitarist and songwriter. He's in the studio now working on his latest album, which includes a song called Good, Good Man, about an unlikely relationship between a virtuous woman and a sinful man.
If I was a broken angel, if I stood at heaven's gate, if I was in all this wreckage, tell me, would it be too late? If I was a good, 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 good man.
Vance Gilbert performs this Sunday evening at Mactivity Cafe in New Haven. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.